أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. The ayats before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has spoken about the people of Jahannam, the people of Jannat, particularly those of Jahannam thought that they were doing good in this world, yet it was not acceptable to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala because it was not what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala required from them. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is that factor that is going to create within man the enthusiasm, the desire, that fikr and concern to work for the akhirat, to keep the akhirat in mind? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذَكِّرْ O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, continuously remind. This is the objective of the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other ayahs of the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, Inna arsalnaka bil haqqi shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ilallah bi idnihi wa sirajan munira. That our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as a witness, as one that brings glad tidings, as one that warns with a great degree of concern and fikr, one that invites towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and all of it, its sum total is fadhakir, that continuously remind people about what and about who, remind them about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, remind them about the akhirat, that is the actual thing that a person is supposed to be seeking after, that jannat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created for mankind. A person is supposed to be warned about jahannam and all that will lead a person to jahannam. And hence here, in one single word, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did never failed in this duty of inviting towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It was not only the invitation or the reminding of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was of concern, but together with that fikr and concern with which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, innama anta mudhakir, that O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are but the mudhakir, you are but the reminder, that your duty, your function, your task is to continuously remind. That is the obligation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has placed upon you. It was not that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had forgotten, but the next ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies, lasta alayhim bimusaytir, that O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you not an overseer, a guardian upon them. That is not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to remind. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had reminded with such great degrees of fikr and concern that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is where your task, that is where your function ends. Then it is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants the hidayat, whether Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants the guidance, whether Allah guides the hearts of those who have been warned, that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta, walakinna Allah yahdi man yasha'. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot guide those who you love. That is not in your hands, it is not your responsibility, it is not your duty, it is not within the framework of your task. That is the job, that is the work of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Illa man tawalla wa kafar, except that person who turns away, wa kafara, and he makes kufr. Now you have done your task, you have done your duty, but there will be those that will be excluded from it, that they will turn away from this da'wat of yours, this reminder of yours, the invitation of yours, and they will make kufr. فَيُعَذِّبُهُ اللَّهُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَكْبَرِ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them with the great punishment, the great chastisement. That is from Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. That is all in the wisdom of Allah. Who will be those that accept iman? Who will be those that turn away from you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? إِنَّ إِلَيْنَا إِيَابَهُمْ Whatever they do in this world, whatever mischief they commit, whatever kufr, whatever disobedience they do to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of it will be on His place. But there is one certainty, inna ilayna iyabahum. Certainly, their return is to us. There is no doubt in this, that the whole of mankind is going to return to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. More particularly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, those who disbelieve, they return to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is because that in this world, they will do whatever they do, they will create barriers and impediments, and they will stop others from coming into the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but they also will never remain in this world forever and ever. Thumma inna alayna hisabahum. And then Allah ta'ala says that it is upon us now that responsibility rests on our shoulders to take the hisab and take the reckoning, and of course thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deal with them. So in brief here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not because he had forgotten, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows the framework of the da'wat and the invitation of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that reminding will be his responsibility. The rest is left to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.